Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from the Sitka Sound Science Center, I have Zofia Danielson and Amy Jensen here to talk about the Sitka Sound Science Center's Scientist in Residency Fellowship. Thank you both for coming in this morning. And Zofia, I will start with you. A little background. For those who might not be familiar, what is the Scientist in Residency Fellowship?
So the Scientist in Residency Fellowship has been going on at the Science Center since about 2013, which Amy mentioned the other day was maybe the first year that she attended Sitka Whale Fest.
Excellent.
So the SURF program at the Science Center, this program's sponsored by EPSCoR, which is the established program to stimulate competitive research. They fund smaller schools and universities. The SURF program is a four-week mini sabbatical in which scientists can focus on their research and connect with the community in a variety of settings, from coffee shops to formal seminars and beyond.
Excellent. That, if the one thing that we can always count on the Science Center for, it's good facilitating great science communication, getting smart people and the community to talk about all the great things, getting that communication, getting that good information into all the interested ears who want to hear about it. And Amy, you are the new fellow for this program, and you are fresh off the plane. You are just started your fellowship. So a little bit about you. What is your background? What's your field of study?
Yeah, I study tidewater glaciers in Greenland. I'm currently a PhD candidate at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And we're studying how tidewater glaciers in Greenland, the glaciers that flow from the Greenland ice sheet directly into the ocean, how those glaciers change seasonally, looking at how they speed up due to different factors, and doing some math modeling of that, as well as some field work.
Excellent. And you were saying before we went on air is one of the reasons or thoughts behind looking at that seasonality change for these tidewater glaciers is putting that towards potential use in modeling for climate change as well. What's the thought behind that?
Yeah, so if we can understand better how these glaciers move, why they speed up, why they slow down, we can incorporate this better into larger ice sheet models. And then those larger ice sheet models we run for hundreds of years in the future and then can learn about how that contributes to sea level rise.
Excellent. So, and you're actually, you are no stranger to Sitka, to this neck of the woods. You grew up here in Southeast Alaska. So did that make an impact on this field of study? How did you originally come to glaciers as what you were going to be putting so much brain space towards, so much passion of your life towards?
Yeah, well, I would have never guessed that I would come to study this, but I originally found this interest when I was studying at the University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau. I was going on hikes and seeing the Mendenhall, hearing about the outburst floods there, and in my last year of studying math, I actually got involved in a research project studying those outburst floods and how those might change in the future. Mm. And I thought that was just so interesting how you can actually describe and predict what might happen using mathematical equations that impact people in their lives.
Awesome. I think I would have enjoyed math a lot more. Having math with purpose, I guess, instead of having all that amazing predictive capabilities that you can use with math and have it have a real world functionality, especially in Juneau, of you can see it's right down the road where this can have an impact. So that was your slippery slope of that had you tumbling right into glaciology.
Yes, exactly.
So when you're in Sitka for the next 4 weeks, how are you going to be spending your time?
Well, they have all sorts of wonderful things lined up for me, but I'll be giving the natural history seminar next week at UAS, talking a bit about my research in Greenland, and then I'll also be in the Scientist in Schools, going into a high school classroom and talking about tidewater glaciers and how powerful they are at eroding fjords and carving landscapes.
Awesome. And I believe when you, before we went on air as well, mentioning of kind of doing a little kind of field exploration with students as well, of like heading out into Silver Bay and not only talking in the classroom of this is the drawings of what a glacier does to a landscape, but actually getting out and going to see it as well.
Yeah, I think tidewater glaciers are so dynamic and they change so rapidly. So going there and thinking about maybe being able to sketch and imagine what that landscape would have looked like when a tidewater glacier was there.
Absolutely. And this is a, Baranof Island is a great landscape by which to do that imagining, because this is a prime example of a glacially sculpted landscape right here around us.
Yeah.
And beyond that, you'll be doing, I'm assuming, some of your own work, or at least time spent condensing some of your own research.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been running model results for my own research thinking about tidewater glaciers in Greenland, and now I'm just writing that up into a manuscript.
Awesome. So beyond you have the natural history seminar, you'll have your time in the schools itself, connecting with students. Sophia, I think you had also mentioned that there's going to be time for non-students and just general interested public also might have a chance for other interactions with our new personal glaciologist, Amy Jensen.
Yes. Stay tuned for an after-hours event or potentially a weekend event. It might be a hike. It might be a coffee hour hosted by the Science Center to get to know Amy better. And as always, please come down to the Science Center anytime. Amy will have a desk here all month until April 19th. So feel free to stop by and ask any questions you might have about glaciers in Southeast Alaska and Greenland and beyond.
So for information about the natural history seminar or times for any of these potential coffee meetups, things like that, where can people go to find information about those times and dates?
Yes, definitely. Well, the natural history seminar will be on April 3rd at 7 p.m. in the University of Alaska Southeast room 229 up the stairs. The after-hours programming, there will be updates on our social media at Sitka Science, as well as on our website, sitkascience.com. I will also give a plug for our Sitka Whale Fest food web cruise coming up. Amy Jensen will be a guest on the cruise, available to answer any questions as we see the beautiful glaciated landscape of Baranof Island from the water this weekend. And that will be 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. leaving from Crescent Harbor Dock. Tickets are available online.
And that's happening tomorrow.
That's happening tomorrow.
Okay, excellent. So tickets are still available for that?
Yes.
Excellent. Awesome. So you have four short weeks that are going to be pretty packed with sharing your information and hopefully spend some of your own time spent writing. As you were saying, this is your writing retreat is how you're saying it to your advisors. And Sophia, you even said that this is the mini sabbatical as a fellowship as well.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, what a fantastic opportunity that we have in Sitka to pick your brain about glaciology, learning more about our very own backyard. Thanks for being able to take time out of your no doubt busy schedule to come here and share your knowledge with us here in Sitka. So you will be in residence as the Scientist in Residency Fellow here at Sitka Sound Science Center from now until April 19th. More information about where we can get in touch with you with your natural history seminar and other events will be at sitkascience.com. And thank you so much for coming in this morning. It was great to talk with both of you, Amy Jensen and Sophia Danielson. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Erin.